Joining us is a Commonwealth Games gold medalist in the Rugby 7 side. And, well, they lost to New Zealand in the final back at the Gold Coast in 2018 and had a disappointing Olympic campaign in Tokyo last year, but they're back on top, the Aussie Women's 7 side. And joining us is Dom De Toy. Dom, morning to you.
Morning. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you on the show. And congratulations for winning the gold medal, getting past those Kiwis in the semi-final in particular. Obviously disappointing last year at the Olympics especially. Considering that and what happened in the Gold Coast 4 years ago, describe the satisfaction you had by winning on this occasion.
Yeah, as you said, we went down to them at the Gold Coast, and then obviously after last year, I think I don't know if anybody watched the semi-final, but when we beat New Zealand after that hoorah, those celebrations, I think it was so much elation and excitement, but also relief. I think we've had a really good campaign this year. We've come off the back of a World Series gold medal into this Commonwealth Games gold medal now. So yeah, it was an incredible moment, incredible feeling, and something that we've certainly worked very hard for. And yeah, the Olympics wasn't what we had hoped, but probably was the kick up the bum that we needed. Just disappointing it was the Olympics, but it's been a very good reality check, I suppose, for us. And we've gone away, worked really hard, and yeah, it's paying off this season. It's been awesome for us.
Dom, to beat the arch rivals New Zealand, now that's a big win for you guys, and I saw the celebrations after it. How hard is it to regroup for the final when you played against Fiji?
Yeah, well, we lost to Fiji in the round game, which was the morning of the semi-final. So I think having had that loss, it wasn't too hard for us to regroup, knowing that we'd lost to Fiji and that they were going to come out firing, I suppose, and they're a team that really feeds off success and scoring a few tries like that. So I think for us, we knew that we'd gone down to them, so it wasn't too difficult to come back the next day. We'd had a whole day. Our final was Sunday night at, I think, 8:30. So we had a whole day of nothing. So there's plenty of adrenaline running through our blood. And yeah, we knew that the performance against Fiji in the round games was very below par. So we knew that if we'd played our game, that we were going to be able to come out on top. And yeah, it was awesome to put three tries on them early. Gave us a lot of confidence in that final, yeah.
Dom, I'm fascinated by your program, obviously, is as it started the Commonwealth Games, you know, as an overall program. What happens when you win a gold medal? Like, are you allowed to party in the village for a couple of days? What happens after in the immediate sort of 24 to 48 hours afterwards?
Yeah, it was a whirlwind 24 hours. We were in and out. I think this was largely due to COVID. Usually would stay in the village and get to celebrate with other athletes and go and watch them and support the wider Australian team. But this time, we actually had to leave the day after we finished Sunday night, and we were out Monday night. We did get to celebrate in the village with our team, which was really nice. But yeah, we were out the next day. So we do have a few days off now, which we can enjoy as a team and celebrate before we head back to training Tuesday, because we've still got a World Cup in 4 or 5 weeks. So not too much celebrations just yet. But yeah, it was nice to be able to celebrate as a team, a small little celebration before we left.
We're speaking with Commonwealth Games gold medalist with the Aussie Women's 7 side, Dom De Toy. And Dom, so many of the girls have options now, the NRLW, the AFLW. Why are you confident you can keep the squad and head towards Paris together when I'm sure that quite a few of your teammates will have offers to go elsewhere?
Yeah, no, you're very right. It's awesome that there is offers for other sports for female athletes, but I think what really sets us apart is the Olympics. It's the only football sport that is part of a wider multi-sport competition such as the Olympics and Com Games. And also it's global. Rugby league and AFL, you play within Australia, and the national competition is probably the pinnacle of that. Whereas if we're travelling around the world, we're going to different countries, six to eight stops around the world, competing in the Olympics. And we're full-time as well, full-time professional athletes, which are very fortunate to be able to do that. So I think that's what sets us apart. And I would hope that would be enough for girls to want to stick around and go to Paris, which I know our core group definitely will. We're all very much driven to get that gold medal in Paris after the disappointment of last year.
Maddie Levi, 20 years of age, 10 tries. Describe her impact, Dom.
yeah, she's incredible. She came onto the scene just last year and she's really accelerated really quickly. She's an awesome teammate. She's very willing to learn and she's just an incredible athlete. Like, she's just so strong and powerful. You get the ball in her hands and you know she's going to beat one, two defenders. So it's incredible to ever have her on the team. And she obviously came over from AFL and saw the light in rugby seven. But she's, an incredible athlete. And it's really exciting for the future of our game, having her in our team.
And Charlotte Kaslik, I'm sure you're probably biased, but is she the best sevens player in the world?
Yeah, I think she is. If you've ever watched her, she's an incredible athlete. She has the ability to turn a game around at any point, and she's very, very driven. And we're very fortunate to have her on our team, and she lifts us all at training and on the field and has very high standards that drives our team, which is awesome.
Now, I've got to ask you this, because when I was looking through, some notes for our interview this morning.
Preparation, Jared.
Were you really on Neighbours?
I was. My claim to fame. I always used to want to be an actress. And then Sevens came along and I pursued that. And I was very fortunate that I got to actually play myself. It was in an episode promoting female sport, women in sport, and I got to play Dom DeToy, the Sevens player. It was a very, very short cameo, maybe about 30 seconds to a minute, but it was pretty cool. It was the highlight of my Sevens career. I couldn't be able to do acting.
So did you go? Yeah, how did you go?
Look, I didn't get a call back. I did end up saying if I ever need someone, but I never heard back. Yeah,
brutal industry, isn't it? Have you managed to watch the Neighbours finale yet? I know you were away, probably.
You know what? I actually haven't. I haven't yet. Mm. I'm very sad. That was going to be my road into Hollywood.
Well, it's worked well for quite a few.
You know what, guys? Does Lowe's ads count as... I did some of my best stuff there as Sergeant Schultz. I'm not nuts.
Are they on YouTube? We're going to have to find some of
those. I think they would be.
Dom, once again, huge congratulations. You're a gold medalist at the Com Games. I hope you get some time to go and enjoy it, and we'll track your progress towards Paris in a couple of years' time.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.